بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Do not close a door of sustenance unnecessarily. Sayyiduna Nafi ibn Samura narrates that he used to export goods to Syria and Egypt and thereafter began exporting to Iraq instead. One day he visited Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and informed her that previously he used to export goods to Syria and Egypt and substituted it for Iraq. Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, questioned him about the reason for his action and thereafter stated that she had heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that a person should not close a door of sustenance that has been opened for him unless he is forced to do so due to unfavorable circumstances. Note, one should not close a door of sustenance without reason. Similarly, one should not discard employment unduly and close a door of sustenance without a valid reason. This is a sign of ingratitude which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala despises and which will eventually destroy a person. Thus, one should protect one's source of income and rely solely upon Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. What to do in dire straits? Sayyiduna Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that one day Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up and announced to the people to gather around him. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "This is Jibreel, the messenger of Allah, who has just revealed to me that no soul will taste death before completing its allotted share of sustenance. If one's sustenance is delayed, fear Allah and seek it in a good and proper way. The delay of sustenance should not spur you to disobey the laws of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, as the sustenance is only obtainable through obedience to His commandments. Note, sinning causes sustenance to be insufficient, hence obedience to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's command should be used as the means of having plentiful and blessed sustenance. Constantly chasing material benefits. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered a sermon to them in Masjidul Khayf, that is in Mina, in which he initially praised Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala adequately and then went on to say the following: O people, whoever makes the world his objective, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will fill his heart with worries and anxiety and will keep him perpetually in a state of want. And above all, he will only attain that which has been predetermined for him. Sayyiduna Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has no regard for the person who awakens in the morning with only worldly thoughts permeating his mind. Note, that person has no worth in the sight of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who constantly chases after worldly benefits and who is always preoccupied with such thoughts. Such people lead very stressful lives and are deprived of the legitimacy of enjoying the wealth given to them. The result of their pitiful toil is that they will only receive that which has been predetermined for them. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu alaykum.